Chapter 1. For months, the great pleasure excursion to Europe and the Holy Land was chatted about in the newspapers everywhere in America and discussed at countless firesides. It was a novelty in the way of excursions. Its like had not been thought of before, and it compelled that interest which attractive novelties always command. It was to be a picnic on a gigantic scale. The participants in it, instead of freighting an ungainly steam ferry boat with youth and beauty and pies and doughnuts, and paddling up some obscure creek to disembark upon a grassy lawn and wear themselves out with a long summer day's laborious frolicking under the impression that it was fun, were to sail away in a great steamship with flags flying and cannon pealing, and take a royal holiday beyond the broad ocean in many a strange clime and in many a land renowned in history. They were to sail for months over the breezy Atlantic and the sunny Mediterranean. They were to scamper about the decks by day, filling the ship with shouts and laughter, or read novels and poetry in the shade of the smokestacks, or watch for the jellyfish and the nautilus over the side, and the shark, the whale, and other strange monsters of the deep. And at night they were to dance in the open air on the upper deck in the midst of a ballroom that stretched from horizon to horizon and was domed by the bending heavens and lighted by no meaner lamps than the stars and the magnificent moon. Dance and promenade and smoke and sing and make love and search the skies for constellations that never associate with the Big Dipper they are so tired of. And they were to see the ships of 20 navies, the customs and costumes of 20 curious peoples, the great cities of half a world. They were to hobnob with nobility and hold friendly converse with kings and princes, grand moguls, and the anointed lords of mighty empires. It was a brave conception. It was the offspring of a most ingenious brain. It was well advertised, but it hardly needed it. The bold originality, the extraordinary character, the seductive nature, and the vastness of the enterprise provoked comment everywhere and advertised it in every household in the land. Who could read the program of the excursion without longing to make one of the party? I will insert it here. It is almost as good as a map. As a text for this book, nothing could be better. Brooklyn, February 1, 1867. The undersigned will make an excursion as above during the coming season and begs to submit to you the following program. A first-class steamer, to be under his own command, and capable of accommodating at least 150 cabin passengers, will be selected, in which will be taken a select company, numbering not more than 3/4 of the ship's capacity. There is good reason to believe that this company can be easily made up in this immediate vicinity of mutual friends and acquaintances. The steamer will be provided with every necessary comfort, including library and musical instruments. An experienced physician will be on board. Leaving New York about June 1st, a middle and pleasant route will be taken across the Atlantic, and passing through the group of Azores, St. Michael will be reached in about 10 days. A day or two will be spent there, enjoying the fruit and wild scenery of these islands, and the voyage continued and Gibraltar reached in 3 or 4 days. A day or two will be spent here in looking over the wonderful subterraneous fortifications, permission to visit these galleries being readily obtained. From Gibraltar, running along the coasts of Spain and France, Marseille will be reached in 3 days. Here ample time will be given not only to look over the city, which was founded 600 years before the Christian era, and its artificial port, the finest of its kind in the Mediterranean, but to visit Paris during the Great Exhibition, and the beautiful city of Lyon, lying intermediate, from the heights of which, on a clear day, Mont Blanc and the Alps can be distinctly seen. Passengers who may wish to extend the time at Paris can do so, and, passing down through Switzerland, rejoin the steamer at Genoa. From Marseille to Genoa is a run of 1 night. The excursionists will have an opportunity to look over this, the magnificent city of palaces, and visit the birthplace of Columbus, 12 miles off, over a beautiful road built by Napoleon I. From this point, excursions may be made to Milan, Lakes Como and Maggiore, or to Milan, Verona, famous for its extraordinary fortifications, Padua and Venice. Or, if passengers desire to visit Parma, famous for Correggio's frescoes, and Bologna, they can by rail go on to Florence and rejoin the steamer at Leghorn, thus spending about 3 weeks amid the cities most famous for art in Italy. From Genoa, the run to Leghorn.